Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Right back here, 8 o'clock hour on 96.5 The Fan. We are here for you. So if you're at home watching on the streaming device, you can do that as well. Also, never forget that it is a wonderful Wednesday here in Kansas City. The weather might not show the same, but you can always remember we can...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Bob asked me in the break if we play the Buffalo Bills again this year. I said, of course, they won their division. So do we. So you play all the division winners, and then you said we play the AFC South.
AFC South this year, yes. We're at Buffalo this year. And of course, we're at Dallas, Jacksonville, Giants, Tennessee, and Buffalo. Those are the road games this year. For the Chiefs, the unique ones at home this year, other than the division ones, obviously, Houston, Indy, Philly, Washington, Baltimore, Detroit.
That's a hell of a home slate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome. Washington will be cool. Seeing Jane Daniels.
Baltimore, Detroit, Philadelphia, all playoff teams. Houston, playoff team.
Who's going to bid the highest for that Philadelphia Chiefs rematch in Kansas City?
When do you think that game gets put on the schedule?
I would say within the first month of the season to keep the relevancy there.
I agree.
Plus, it's going to be a Sunday night football game.
Yeah, it'll probably be
Sunday or Monday night, right?
Speaking of that, did you see the tweet that NBC put out after the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
No.
Immediately after the Super Bowl, NBC/Peacock puts out a tweet. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, the first team to ever play an international game on a streaming service only to win a Super Bowl.
Ouch.
But
who cares?
But I exactly. Like, I don't know. That's just trying to insert yourself into the story.
Exactly.
Like we see all the time. But streaming, guys, is here to stay. The final like kind of numbers of the NFL came out over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Thursday night football, highest audience ever in 19 years of Thursday night football being a thing on streaming.
Wow.
And then to take it even one step further, Netflix, because of the two NFL games on Christmas Day, they had their highest stream month in 2 years. So these streaming services are going to continue to bid for these games. I'm going to be interested to see how Fox and CBS handle this thing because they're kind of the odd men out in all this. It's like they cherry pick all the games away from them and then they get like, you know, the Colts and Jags at noon on Sunday. Meanwhile, all the other networks and streaming services have their game, but I think we're going to get an international package. Obviously, Christmas Day is going to be on a Thursday.
Yep.
So there's going to be that, the Thanksgiving package. They may sell a holiday. Who knows what they're going to do, but there's going to be more streaming involved. Are we used to streaming now as sports fans? Have we finally just accepted that, right? I think because I didn't hear much complaining this year at all about a playoff game being on Amazon, I think it was this year. There wasn't that complaining like there was a couple of years ago when the Chiefs were on that Peacock game.
Because I don't think everybody's – I think Amazon is like more genuinely owned. So it's just kind of like
everybody has Amazon.
Because of like the reasonings. Just real quick, go to our X page, Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. What do you want to hear more of on the air right now? Royals baseball, Chiefs football. 332 votes are in, 80% Royals baseball, over 20% Chiefs football. The crowd is
Wait. It's switched.
No. It's the same.
It's been the Royals. Okay. Royals are commanding leaders in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But no, Amazon, I think everybody just kind of has it. And it's kind of one of those things where, like, you know, every year it's going on Thursday Night Football. Like, you know where it's at now. Like, it's there.
Right.
It's not a hard sell, right? Honey, what's your Amazon Prime account? And you right. type it into the TV. Why? Chargers and Vikings are playing. It's a big game, and I got fantasy players and bets. So that's a reason why, right? It had its highest number in 19 years, like you had mentioned. Seen an average of 13.2 million views on a Thursday Night Football game.
I mean, it's great. But you mentioned earlier, you know, before we came back, you know, that's because they had good games, and they did this year. They flexed the Thursday night game and whatnot, but you got to keep your TV partners happy. I don't know how happy Fox and CBS are at this point, though, and we'll figure that out as they go away. But which game to you, I mean, looking at that home schedule, Philadelphia is obviously the premier game this year, right? Like, that's going to be the one.
And you know the Chiefs and Broncos and or the Chargers will be a Thursday night game because those teams are now much better than they were in the previous year. So that's a big sell now. Like, Broncos obviously had the 38-0 shutout in the final week of the season, lost by a blocked field goal.
That's not going to be a noon game this year.
Chargers, Chiefs, that's going to be a 325 standalone game on a Sunday afternoon. And it could also be a Monday night game, could be a Thursday night game. Hell, it could be a Sunday night game.
The Chiefs literally have an entire rematch of their playoff schedule at home this year. Houston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, on the road to Buffalo. But, like, I mean, that's a hell of a home schedule. Like, does Houston ring the bell for people, or is that still kind of considered a noon?
This is a year where they got to come out hot.
Yeah.
Right? They've been to back-to-back playoffs. They've won playoff games in the last 2 years. Nico Collins is a stud. C.J. Stroud's good. Their defensive front is awesome. They had they were 15 minutes of fame with the horrific play calls from the refs against the Chiefs.
Right.
They're a team that has more to answer. This is year three. We talk about windows. We talk about rookie quarterback contracts. This is the C.J. Stroud year. You want to go get paid? You want to go get one of those big old deals like everybody else gets? Go out there and ball and go to the playoffs again in a crappy division.
I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, and I think there could be three noon games away, and I don't know. Like, the entire home slate, with the exception of Indianapolis.
That Colts game will be at noon.
Yeah.
That Texans game, I could see being at noon.
I can, too.
I could see it being also, like, a game that's on a holiday. Like, if they have a holiday game this year, if they do play again on Christmas Day, mm-hmm. I could see that being a noonish game on Christmas Day again. But let's see.
Which I wouldn't hate.
The Jags is away, or is that home?
Jacksonville is away.
That's a noon game. That's a week two noon game.
Yeah.
That's a week two noon game that you get because you're going to have your first game of the season.
You think they play Sunday night to open the season? Because obviously Philly gets to Thursday. Do you think we play Sunday night to open the season?
If they open the season on the road, they might play that Buffalo game on Sunday night because you get the Super Bowl rematch on Thursday, or the Super Bowl team that plays on Thursday night to open the season. Keep a strong. Remember how strong the slate was this year.
Where are the Royals in the first week of the NFL season? Matt, can you look at the?
I think they're on the road to Minnesota.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Because that's what you have to take that into consideration.
I know they're on the road first because I hate it. Because I hate when your team's on the road to start the season.
You do?
Because then opening day is like not as cool. Like, you want the opening day, first day of the year to be in your stadium.
You talking baseball or football?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then it's like they go play three games, they go play two games, they come back, and like opening day's been like 2 weeks. You're like, technically it's not opening day for us.
Right.
You know, we got 2 weeks.
The Royals at one point had a second opener, you know, like where they weren't home at the beginning and they came back like 0-5 at that point. Yeah. They're like, not interested, right? Like, if you're the Royals, you got to have that opener at home. But now, if you're going to be winning, it really, you know, doesn't matter. Where you should never have home openers, Cleveland, Detroit, you know, New York, places like that where it's going to be cold. But, you know, I think if the Royals are obviously home on that Sunday, which is the Sunday after Labor Day, then the Chiefs are going to have to be on the road, right? And so if they have to open the season on the road, do you think they want to give that Buffalo game early?
I mean,
it's always seemingly later in the year, right?
Well, every time they do, you're risking injury. You can really sell your season to start the season, right? Like this year, it opened up with, I believe it was Chiefs and Ravens on Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Then it was Philadelphia, Green Bay, and Brazil.
Friday night,
on Friday night. And then Sunday was like, I don't know. I think Buffalo played Sunday night or Monday night. It was like Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. It was just like bang, bang. It was like, the NFL is here and it's ready to go, like week one.
Right.
And again, I can get on my phone and look at that schedule. But when do the Royal? Who are they? Where are they? They're on the road to start.
I figured Emily beat you to it, but she didn't. So I'm a little disappointed.
I'm looking at when the football season starts, right, for the Royals, September. That's what you want to talk about.
Yeah, like the second, the Sunday after Labor Day. Yeah,
yeah. You weren't talking about opening weekend. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
The football season starts for the Chiefs the Sunday after Labor Day.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be September 4th. They're at home. And
when's Labor Day? First Monday in September.
Speak it into your Siri.
Yeah.
Probably like September 8th.
Is Labor Day late this year?
September 1st.
September 1st. Okay, so Labor Day is early this year. So that would be the 7th, I guess you could say, on that Sunday the 7th. Yeah, are the Royals home?
They're home.
So the Chiefs are opening on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so where do you want to see them open? Do you want to see them open in Denver, L.A., Vegas? They're probably not going to open in Dallas. Jacksonville, Giants, Tennessee, or Buffalo. It's not a great road schedule, right? And they're the Super Bowl champs. If you want to blow it out and do it right, Sunday night in Buffalo on the opener seems logical.
Yeah, I mean, because I asked you this question, too, and maybe we could ask this on the other side of the text line. Do you think they put that Chiefs-Dallas game on Thanksgiving?
No, I don't.
That's too big a team that you don't need that big. Because what is Dallas in the Giants,
right?
They
got $38 million for that. You just roll out a game on Thanksgiving Day. I think Dallas Chiefs becomes one of those games that the networks bid on. And that's the cool thing. Like I told you during the break, I want to be in the room where these networks are like drafting their games because every game is open now. There's no more AFC, NFC package anymore. It's a free-for-all. And I would love to be in the room with the TV executives bidding on games and seeing which games they want, need, and have to have, and how many are Chiefs games, how many are Eagle games, how many are Dallas games and Green Bay games. Those are kind of your four big-time teams, right? I'd like to see, you know, kind of the bidding war that goes on. We'll give you two Thursday night games for, like, I mean, it's got to be awesome to be sitting in those meetings.
So your opening week this week, or this year in the NFL, was Thursday night opener was Baltimore at Kansas City.
Okay.
Friday was Green Bay, Philly. Nailed that. And then your Sunday night game was the Rams at Detroit. That's a pretty big game.
That's a big game.
And that ended in overtime, 20-28 against two playoff teams. And then Monday night was Jets Niners. So we know why that game was played on Monday night.
Yeah. So it kind of feels like you're going to open on Sunday night, right?
I mean, you can open up Sunday night in Buffalo. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, why not? And there's probably a Friday night international game.
I haven't seen anything about that yet. Maybe I'm sure they could just add that in at will, but that would be cool, I think. Opening on Sunday night football in Buffalo.
That'd be sick.
Because then you could have that pivotal game, first game of the year.
First game of the year.
Then you go back to like, then you get to like week 16, like, well, if Kansas City wins, they get the tiebreaker for the number one seed because they beat Buffalo in week one. Or it's vice versa, Buffalo beat Kansas City in week one.
If you're Buffalo, do you want that game?
Yes, early and get it out of the way.
You do. Okay.
Yes. Everybody's healthy. Your rosters are at the best peak unless anything happens in training camp.
Because we know how Andy Reid is preparing normally with time. Obviously, the Super Bowl didn't go our way. But, you know, normally, like, Andy will start preparing for Buffalo. Like, this is how it kind of works. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, but if I am, like, I think Derek Johnson has actually said this. He goes, you're in OTAs with Andy and you're working on stuff and you don't realize it. Then you get to that first game. You're like, oh, we've been working on this team since May. So
that's cool.
From my standpoint, I want Buffalo. I'd take Buffalo early because they're going to be working on Buffalo for the entire offseason to get ready. Training camp's going to be all about Buffalo and getting ready for Buffalo and getting ready for Buffalo and whatnot, whoever that first game is. So your away schedule isn't that attractive. Not a lot of great teams on there. You open in Buffalo and give Andy like 5 months to prepare for the Bills. I'd like that. I don't know if Buffalo would like that on their schedule.
I don't know. We can talk more about that because the text line's with me. I think a lot of people think Dallas and Kansas City on Thanksgiving. Why not? Why not? Coming up, there's a lot of hate and some egregious takes on who plays for the quarterback position for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll explain. Plus, we might be going back to New Orleans quicker than we thought. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
So I said I was going to detox till Friday. It seems like a damn good day to have a couple cold beers in the afternoon. Might be a bad day to be a Miller Lite. Bob just rolling his eyes goes, how do you live? I mean, What else are you going to do when you get off work at 10 o'clock in the morning?
I got a lot of ideas today.
That's Wednesday.
So?
Yeah. Rob Maloney just texted me and said he changed my name in his phone to Dusty Snow. Thanks for listening. Send me a screenshot and everything.
He sent me a text at 4:30 this morning. He goes, I left the lights on my big deck for you to follow into work today.
You don't need any light on that deck. You can see that thing at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Maloney. You think he's like a guy we constantly owe money to? Oh, man, I will say this. I know this is off the script, but, man, I had a really good time last night watching college basketball.
Did you?
And I think it's a lot of, like, post-Super Bowl fatigue. But it was nice to just, like, watch something that I didn't care about.
Sometimes the best sports watching in the world.
Like, I watched Tennessee and Kentucky because that was the 6 o'clock game. And then I flipped over to KU Colorado for, like, the first half, and then I fell asleep. But, yeah. I mean, like, I watched, like, back and forth. Like, there was a good, like, Florida had a good game going for a little bit, and they ended up blowing out, I think, Mississippi State or whoever it was. The Tennessee-Kentucky game was great. Tonight you get Mizzou playing Oklahoma, little SEC battle, so I'll watch that game. But, like, it's kind of interesting how it's like, that's February 11th. I guess I could watch a little round ball in the college sporting world, and so I did, and I actually enjoyed it. So if I'm going to watch college basketball this year, though, it's probably going to be heavily on the SEC because that is nuts. And, by the way, this weekend, if you haven't already looked, Auburn, Alabama. I know we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, they're 1-2, right?
In Auburn, there's a lot of scuffle in the college basketball world that they didn't drop their ranking after a loss, but they're the best team in the best division. And Jay Billis, one of the best in the game, used to be a lawyer, went to Duke to be a lawyer.
I think he still lawyers.
Might be.
I think he still does, yeah.
And always drops a effortless rap lyric when he does like a take or whatever it is.
Yes, it's
weird that he's
every morning he tweets something like that.
I love it.
I think he follows one person or maybe zero. It's nice to, you know, get college basketball back. And then when we were in New Orleans, we were sitting next to Vip, and he was really happy to watch his Jayhawks. And then I was like, are you still happy they're getting pounded by Emol right now? K-State beats Kansas this past weekend. Obviously,
we watched basketball with Vip in New Orleans.
When we were at, what was it, like Big Ed's or whatever it was?
Yeah. We went to a place called Big Ed's.
What was that place called?
Lunch. On Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I think
where Aussie ordered half the menu.
Yes, oh, it's that joint. Oh, yeah.
Ed's Oysters.
I think that was it. Mr. Ed's.
Yeah, Mr. Ed's.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So shout out to those Wildcats there, Russolo. There's your shot.
See, I love at times watching sports that I don't have a rooting interest for.
No dog in the fight.
Like that's for the NHL for me. I'll flip on a hockey game and I'll just sit there and enjoy the hell out of it, right? And like it, not care who wins, who loses, you just there. And I flipped on the NFL Network for a little bit yesterday, and they had this show called The Insiders on. And I started watching. I'm like, I just can't anymore. So I flipped over to MLB Network. And I started watching about projected lineups for the Tigers. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing here? And then it rolled into the top 100 countdown, which I don't think they do enough promoting of their top 100. Like when the NFL has their top 100 countdown, you know it. Hell, the NFL, Roger Goodell takes a dump and everybody knows he had corn the night before. But like baseball needs to let everybody know, hey, we're doing this top 100. I had no idea they were even doing a top 100. And so I was watching a little bit last night, and Ellie De La Cruz moved up 69 spots from a year ago. I thought that was nice. But even still, there's not 30 baseball players better than Ellie De La Cruz. So, yeah, this is the time of the year where you can kind of catch up on sports. Maybe just whatever. It's just on in the background, and it's okay to relax and kind of
decompose. I mean, I was tuned in, though. I mean,
decompose.
I was watching. Like, you got to get ready for that, you know, March Madness bracket.
Why? Because Sally in sales always wins, and she's like me, never watches a college basketball game. Well, I think you have more success when you don't overanalyze, right?
There you go. Then that's your strategy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take four SEC teams to the Final Four and one of them to win because it's the best conference in college basketball. It's disgusting. Like Jay Billis said, whoever wins the SEC tournament should be technically the winner of March Madness because that's how tough that conference is. It's nuts, man.
And some school like you never heard of be there at the end,
yeah,
you know,
of course,
right? Because that's the way always works, right?
Yeah, because you play 30 games in a season to play a one-and-done tournament.
I know. It's awesome. It's kind of like the NFL. Like, I don't know why people get, like, the NCAA tournament, you play all year and it's one-and-done. Like, yeah, so is the NFL. And, you know, I know NBA and hockey and basketball or baseball are all, you know, series, you know, whatnot. I like the one-and-done aspect. aspect of that thing. It puts the onus on you to go out there and play your best. And if you don't, you don't. You move on, right?
That's right. I love these people. Miller Lite, so you're drinking water?
Yep.
96 calories and gets the job done, baby. Hating on. So, you know, I don't know. But speaking of getting the job done and always has gotten the job done, it's kind of interesting how yesterday we saw a bunch of, like, headlines on First Take and whatever else it says. And, you know, and what we saw is, did the Super Bowl give you any indication that Mahomes is taking a step back?
Yeah.
Or what will we see from Patrick Mahomes? He'll be 30 years old next year. That's it. He'll be 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play for another 10 years. What we normally see in the NFL, which Patrick Mahomes is not normal for the NFL, we all know that, is that about the time he turned 30 years old, the motions and the rhythm in the game really kind of just become secondary, right? There's a great book. I don't know what it's called, but the narrative is once you do 10,000 hours of something, you have mastered that craft.
Okay.
Right? And the thing that's great about Mahomes is that everyone's going to be like, well, maybe he took a step back. Maybe he's, you know, shocked from this loss. The text line says this one seems different than Tampa. This seems like it's going to affect him maybe more in the offseason moving forward. I don't buy that to be true.
Mm-mm.
I think the way that Patrick Mahomes plays this game, as if Eric Bieniemy is still in my head saying it as a competitive prick, I think sometimes these types of losses can be best in the case of moving forward. Whereas you win a three-peat, we could all sit here the next day and be like, well, what else does he have to play for? Like, there's not that hunger, that drive. You get absolutely rod-slapped in a Super Bowl like they did against the Philadelphia Eagles. You don't want that to happen again. You eventually get back to reading tabloids that you didn't see, or you read messages from people that they sent you. Did you see this, what they said about you? And then you see that, and you're like, just they wait. Just they wait. And I understand that that game was tough for him because he won the three-peat in front of Brady, make history, solidify yourself as the greatest dynasty of all time, and now your roster is going to turn over, and it's going to be a different place. But again, it's crazy to think that he's only 30, where quarterbacks really start to hit their stretch, and I'll bring some numbers up here in a second, but like, what if he does become a new, better version of himself than the guy that is the, I've got to go be Superman every once in a while. I've got to make scrambling plays to where, like, he is Justin Verlander with the curveball.
Yeah, and that's kind of where he needs. That's kind of like the next step in his game is to not get, like, he has to make the play every single time because he doesn't. There's 10 other guys out there. But you get into that mindset at times during games when things aren't going right for you. And we don't see that happen often. I think all the nonsense that was talked about yesterday and the day before, you know, with Mahomes, is this the end of the line? Have we seen the best? And all this kind of crap. It's easy to roll that out there and to have those conversations about. But it's also because we've never seen this before. Like, we've seen really honest to God Patrick Mahomes truly, from a national standpoint, suffered one bad loss, right? That was it. One bad loss. And that was that Super Bowl that we saw to Tampa Bay some years ago. So people aren't sure how to respond when Patrick Mahomes has a bad game and they have a bad loss because it's so unique and different. In Patrick Mahomes' career, the Chiefs only have 4 17-plus point losses with him as their quarterback. Two of them were in the Super Bowl. Two of them were on the big stage. And so it's easy, it's lazy, it's simple for these TV stations to roll that ball out because it gets people talking, it's conversation, and all that kind of stuff. But acting like because a guy had one bad game, in a big moment, but one bad game, that he's never going to reach new heights, no pun intended, is absolutely ridiculous. Because I saw this tweet on Monday, and I'm going to continue to go back to this tweet, and it's a headline from February 9th, 2011. Right after the Patriots lost to the Giants. Tom Brady, 10 reasons he'll never be comparable to Joe Montana. Ugh. So they were throwing the dirt on Tom Brady's grave when he lost to the Giants for the second time in that Super Bowl in that 10-year stretch where they didn't win one. And what did Tom Brady do? He went on to win 7 Super Bowls and with a new team and become the greatest quarterback of all time, right? Severely passing Joe Montana. So I feel like we're in that realm right now with Patrick Mahomes where, oh, he's never going to catch Tom Brady, even though we were saying, or people were saying, you know, 15 years ago, 14 years ago, that Tom Brady will never be comparable to Joe Montana, then gave 10 reasons why, and then Tom Brady crumbled that up and took off and surpassed Joe Montana in a major way.
Yeah, and you go back to the number age of 30, when Tom Brady turned 30, he went 16-0, 4,800 yards, 50 touchdowns.
That was his year 30?
That was the 2007 season.
So Patrick Mahomes is going to be 30 this year.
That's right.
You want to top Tom Brady?
And they went and got Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And set the world on fire. Peyton Manning, when he turned 30, threw for 4,397 yards, 31 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Peyton Manning would not throw less than 4,000 yards the rest of his career until his final year where he fell apart.
Yeah, he fell apart. His neck fell off.
After 30, it was 4,000, 4,000, 4,000, 45, 47, 46, 54, 47. That was Peyton Manning 30 and on. Brett Favre, you might ask about him. He would throw for 4,000 yards 4 times after turning 30 and only did it twice previously. So, again, like the number 30 for the quarterback is different than the number 30 for running back, defensive end, wide receiver.
Yeah.
So, like, the best is yet to come historically for the position at quarterback. So to say that Mahomes may take a step back or may not be the same that he was, he may not be the same, but that may not be a negative take on Patrick Mahomes. He may not be the same guy that was running around trying, because we saw a few of those plays in the Super Bowl where he tried to go one way, come back another way, go back this way, then throw it. And maybe that game won't be there anymore, because maybe now what they're going to do is finally get to the point where they're like, we're going to build a brick wall. And you are going to be that three-step, four-step drop, and we're going to get you speed on the outside, which we already have, and Xavier Worthy, and a little bit of that, and Rashee Rice over the middle. And you're just gonna pick apart people. You're no longer going to have to worry about running to the outside and throwing. We're going to play an offensive style where we're going to get you a dynamic running back that can handle the screens, do that sort of stuff, where it won't maybe be the Mahomes that runs outside. Again, he's still 30, still super athletic.
But they're going to need to get that offensive line fixed before they can do anything.
And that's why that might change. They might be like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to solidify a wall in front of you to where now you just sit back and you have 3 to 3.5, 4 seconds. Not four, that's a lot. But you have 3 to 3.5 seconds to basically just scam a defense of what you want to do and get somebody wide open. Or maybe what Beakley said he wants to see. Give him just a little bit more time and start releasing that deep bomb and see that sort of Mahomes come back.
Right.
But again, it's okay if he's a different style quarterback. It's okay if he changes, but the step back mentality or the will he be the same, that sort of thing,
yeah. Yeah, see, I'm asking this question out loud because I don't know the answer. Why are people so quick to bury Patrick Mahomes? Is it just the day and age in which we live?
He was terrible. It's easy.
But they wanted to do it beforehand, like a week ago when I was saying I think he becomes the greatest ever. Everybody's like, I don't know about that. It feels like there's more pushback against Patrick Mahomes than we saw against Tom Brady. And I do believe a lot of it has to do with the times in which we live and with social media being more prevalent now than it was in 2011. And, you know, all the nonsense on TV that we see with these debate shows that are absolute trash. And so I guess I feel like people just can't wait to watch Patrick Mahomes fail, where we celebrated Tom Brady, we celebrated Brett Favre, we celebrated all these guys and rooted for these guys. And Patrick Mahomes literally has done nothing wrong. He's been nothing but a great human being since he came here, and people are ready to just kind of move on and find the next. He's not boring. You know, he plays great football. He's won a lot, and everybody just wants to kind of like say, this is over for Patrick Mahomes. And it's just the beginning. And I think all this, you know, from what we've seen, the proof has been out there before. When stuff gets like this, it motivates Patrick Mahomes. And like I said yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if he's already back at Arrowhead trying to get ready for next season because of that bad taste that's been in his mouth. I think this team has a better chance to win the Super Bowl next year than they would have had they three-peated, right? Because they three-peated, all right, you get a little fat and happy. It's going to happen after three straight Super Bowls. But now they've got that hunger back. It's burning again for them.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to prove everybody wrong. I think that's one thing that's always been kind of Mahomes' thing. Like, watch Mahomes come back with like a six pack and a different haircut.
Yeah.
And everybody be like, oh no. Like, what do we do to this guy? And that's not saying that he has to, but like, you know, that's the sort of thing that like I could definitely see, like, okay, like I took a step back. Okay, you're gonna use one big blowout loss in the Super Bowl to say that I can't do anymore. And you know that, because you remember Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, they were the team that could finally beat the Chiefs and they would never be stopped again. Since that, Chiefs haven't lost to the Bengals.
Right.
Chiefs won two straight Super Bowls and went for a three-peat. Now they've gotten obliterated and embarrassed in a Super Bowl game, and now people have these wild, outlandish takes that we'll never see the best of Mahomes again. What we saw was in the past, and now moving forward, it'll just be a quarterback that's now playing down to everybody else. I don't buy any of that. I don't believe any of that to be true, and I do think that you will see some sort of, like, aggravated different side of Mahomes this year, where it's just like, you know, eventually you will see the shrugs come back, the counting come back, the, you
all
know,
that
the
petty
the
stuff no, we yeah. liked. Yeah, that'd
you
be
might
fun.
See that come back, but it, you also might see like the, I like to say that I would be confident they could win a Super Bowl. I don't know about that, but I would be confident to say that Mahomes could win MVP next year, and that I'd be almost willing to put a money down on that, because it's like, okay, Josh has his, Lamar won two in a row, Burrow's coming back this year. We'll see if he can stay healthy. Trending wise, that doesn't add up. But like now, everyone thinks I took a step back. Everyone thinks I'm not this guy anymore, and we're going to reload this roster and change the face of where this team is going moving forward, because there's new parts, younger parts, and parts that are old that we no longer need. Yet I'm still here, and you don't think that I'm that guy? Oh, just you wait.
Yeah.
Just you wait. Let that sink in to Mahomes' brain, where we know that pettiness can come out. Plus, you add age and experience to all that.
Wisdom.
Yeah, I would love to see that side of Mahomes.
And I'll be honest with you, from the wisdom side of things, like now may be the best time to bet your future bet for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, when the odds are where they are right now, right? Because I think it's only going to get smaller and smaller as they start to have the roster overhaul. And I do think it's going to be a pretty sizable roster overhaul this offseason. And it kind of needs to be. We're at that time now where it's time to, all right, assess some things. We lost. We got our ass kicked. Let's recorrect and change things up. And I don't have a problem with that.
Like, would you put more money on the fact that Mahomes gets to another Super Bowl and wins it, or the fact that Jalen Hurts just gets to a Super Bowl?
Say that again.
Would you put more money on the fact that Mahomes will win another Super Bowl,
right,
or the fact that Jalen Hurts can get to another Super Bowl?
Mahomes win a Super Bowl.
And that's substantially tougher
harder
odds to get
yeah,
than that.
Of course.
And that's coming
is,
off
yeah.
the Super Bowl MVP,
yeah,
best season.
And I like Jalen Hurts. I'm an apologist for Jalen now. He's kind of become my new Lamar, right? I like Jalen Hurts a lot. But no, I'll never bet against Patrick Mahomes. I think, you know, that's a fool's bet, right? Like, if you bet against Patrick Mahomes, that's just a fool's bet at this point in time.
And I think that's where we're at on this text, is why we are consistently trying to figure out when or how Pat is going to pass Brady. Why can't we just sit back and enjoy the greatness that we have, that we are witnessing? I think that's one of the positives that came out of a very bad loss
right.
in the Super Bowl. It's like, now that conversation is over.
Right.
Now that conversation is, all right, let's just see what Mahomes can do the rest of his career. And when he gets to the age of like 37, 38, 39, then you can have the conversation like, well, where's he at compared to like Brady's passing yards, touchdowns, playoff wins, you know, titles then? But from the age of 30 to 36, these next 6 years, I think these are the sit back and watch Patrick years of like, okay, how's he going to solidify his run as the greatest of this, you know, last 10 to 15 years of football?
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how he comes back. And I think that is a good point to, now you can kind of just sit back and not get caught up in the minutiae. Because I know I found myself there as well. It was all about, okay, we've come this far, three-peat past Brady. Well, he's not passing Brady at this point in time, right? He only has the three championships now and no three-peat of which to speak. So now he has to either, you know, three-peat or get four more or whatever the, you know, the deal is to get to that Tom Brady level. And that's going to be a while now. So I do think it's now time to just sit back and enjoy everything that's been going on.
Apparently somebody has some inside information from the trip. Speaking of the Super Bowl, word on the street is that Dusty wanted to take an Uber from his hotel to the stadium in New Orleans.
Oh, who Dust texted Man that in?
From the 314. Dustman, stadium was half a mile away. Just walk. Defend yourself.
314. That's wow. St. Louis. Who would have that information?
Damn, insider. We got Schefter on the text line.
That's interesting, because there's nobody from the 314 that I know that was there that
very
day.
Very interesting.
Did Roxanne call in yet, our boss? Because she was livid at you guys for trying to take an Uber in traffic.
She was scary.
I mean, she's like, what are you? Come
she was
on.
Infuriated.
Come on. Well, you're taking an Uber 8/10 of a mile? You're in your 20s and 30s. Get your ass walking when all the streets are closed. The 314. That's an interesting one right there.
Mm-hmm. My legs were tired.
I didn't
yeah, you are a whiner. I'll be honest with you. A couple of times I felt like I was with my kids when I was with him. He said to me, and I don't know if you heard this, could we just take an Uber? I'm tired.
Yeah, I did. I did ask that one day. Yes, I did.
I'm 47 and overweight. It's just fine walking. Mm. He did. He said to me, I'm tired. I'm like, oh, God, this is like family vacation all over again here.
Somebody says, I'm done comparing Patrick Mahomes to anyone. Just appreciate his game.
Yeah, let's do that, man. That's good. That's healthy.
The other thing, too, is unfortunately you live in a time where comps are everywhere.
Everywhere, that's all it is.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, Xavier Worthy is already getting comped to Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Like, it's already there. Like, it's going to be the rest of Xavier Worthy's tenured in Kansas City will be like, well, can he be Tyreek Hill? No. I mean, I guess.
But comps have been around in sports forever, you know? Right. They've been doing it in baseball for 100 years and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes we just always want to compare who's going to be the next this or the next that and say, why can't we just enjoy Patrick Mahomes for Patrick Mahomes? Like, I hope nobody's comparing Bobby Witt to anybody at this point in time. Like, he's not the next Alcides Escobar.
What? No, no.
Like, we're not comparing him to anybody, right? He's not the next A-Rod or anything like that. We're letting Bobby be Bobby. Patrick can write his own script now.
I don't really know if there is a comp for Bobby.
That's what I'm thinking off the top of my head. I don't know that there is.
I mean, you could say George, but George didn't steal. George wasn't fast. Like, George was solid hitter and defender. I wasn't even that great of it. He was a good defender. It wasn't great, but he was a good defender. He was better at first, I think. I don't know. But we can get to that discussion in a later time. But some things you're just not allowed to do when somebody else takes over. We talk about that again on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty with our producer, Mac Morey, as well. On 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
I mean, there's an insider in Nollins that knows more about this trip than we think.
Write down the number, would you please? Because I got an app on my phone where I can look up numbers.
Okay. Because it said originally, speaking of the Super Bowl, Dusty, you try to get an Uber. Inside sources, you try to get an Uber from the hotel to the stadium, and it was 0.8 miles away. Just walk and defend yourself. And then the next response that came in was from the same number, from the 314. Did the free food at the tailgate pick you up a bit at least? How'd they know that we were at one of those tailgates?
How do they know? Because we didn't really talk about going to the tailgate before the game, because the game was the game, and then that was a distant memory. You got to see Post Malone perform.
Well, kind of.
Well, yeah, you and I left a little bit early.
Yeah, we saw two songs.
But Mac stayed for the whole thing, right?
Yeah, he was awesome. He sounded great.
Dope.
Name's Austin Richard Post. No, it's not.
It's Post Malone.
It's Post Malone.
And then before he sang, I need some help, he said, this song's about the Chiefs and the referees. Thanks, Post.
And then declared the Cowboys should be there.
Yes, exactly.
Well, he's a yeah.
I know, but even still, like, I don't care how big a Cowboy fan you are.
Well,
like,
maybe he's bought into Dak Prescott's comment that they're very close to their championship. Living on love, buying on time. Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, what a clown show. That's
how they roll. Man, we really lit a fire in Binkley's ass with this 30-year-old or older.
Oh, my God. Binkley's been texting all morning about it. He goes, you remember that game where it was on to Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
He was 36 years old that day, Tom Brady. They went on to go to 5 more Super Bowls and he won 4.
Do you think at one point during the Super Bowl this year, Binkley crushed up a beer can and threw at the TV? He's like, I'm done with this blank. I feel like that game, did you find out who it is?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. You found out who it is. That's crazy. You have that app on your phone.
Tim.
That's weird.
Okay. That is weird that you have that.
Hey, man.
I didn't know that existed.
Hey, man.
Tell you.
Hey, man, let me tell you.
It's a great app to have. How many times do you see a number show up on your phone and you don't know who it is, right?
I just don't know how that's that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how they can do that.
Yeah.
Can you type in my number and it'll come up as my name?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Great radio.
It is good radio.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would like, oh, yeah, there's an app for that. Yeah.
Well, the text lines would be full. What's the app?
It's called Reverse Lookup. Type in your phone number.
Type in my phone number here? I mean, luckily we are on the camera, so, like, you can see that I'm doing this.
And it tells you if that phone number is safe or, you know, if there's, like, you know, spamware or stuff like that. Yeah.
100% safe. Dusty Likens, Kansas City.
Whoa.
All right.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, there it is.
You're busted, 314.
Reverse lookup. Okay.
Yep.
Bob did share that app.
I can just share the app, right? Yep. There you go.
Fun fact about Post Malone, he was almost in a metal band called Crown the Empire.
Really?
I didn't know that. I know that he's, like, very good at singing different genres of music.
Well, dude, yeah, after you guys left, like, there were a couple moments where he would just, like, scream, like, in a screamo way, and I was like, dude, he could do that.
I'm so glad I left.
It was awesome.
We had the speaker out on the rooftop, and Max, like, have you ever heard Scream to Dreams? And I was like, no. And it was, like, this, like, screamo music. I was like, can we go back to, like, Lord Huron and, like, 1975? And that's it. I said, well, let's play one more. It's called Wrists and Ankles, and it was, like, another screamo band. I don't know, dude. He's into some weird stuff, man. Let me tell you about Hook Right Z Banana, man. 8 minutes and 20 seconds on my YouTube video. You can see these clowns meeting me, John Gruden. But again, speaking of John Gruden, does TV now, does that stuff with Barstool. Pat McAfee, who we saw his setup and everything, fun to watch him live. But it's over for Aaron Rodgers in New York. But it may not be over for Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee.
Depending on where he goes.
Which I bring that up because we talked about it earlier. Like, if you go to another team and you're like, all right, so what are your, you know, what are your musts and that you want to go by? It's like, well, you know, I don't want to do, you know, early season training camp. That's, I'm a veteran. I don't need to do that.
You do. You're your new quarterback, like, on this team. So that's option number one.
Right. Yeah. And then it's, you know, well, I do this hit every Tuesday on Pat McAfee's show.
Probably obviously not going to let you do that.
Then, I mean, Aaron Rodgers probably trying to hang it up.
Yeah, it probably
is. If nobody
right?
wants you to do what you're doing because you don't have the track record of late to prove that it works, then maybe you have to change yourself. And we all know we're wasting our breath thinking that he's going to do that.
Oh, God, he's the most narcissistic human being on earth. And so if you want to continue to play in the – look, if a team signs Aaron Rodgers, I'll question whether or not that team really does want to win and what they're trying to do.
So,
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What would be your opinion if Pete Carroll does it in Vegas, who you thought was the best hire out of anybody?
Yeah.
Like, what if he went and got Rodgers?
I would have more faith in it because I've seen Pete Carroll in the NFL coach before, but I still wouldn't be a fan of it because you're trying to establish a culture there in Las Vegas where Aaron Rodgers, as we've seen the last 2 years, has really ruined an organization by being who he is. And that's just a jerk. I mean, like, doing whatever it is that you want to do. And if I'm Pete Carroll, I would sit Aaron Rodgers down and say, I need you at OTAs. I'll concede the Pat McAfee thing if you're going to be here from day one at OTAs and all of that kind of stuff. But if you don't plan to be here for OTAs, I'm not conceding Pat McAfee. And quite honestly, I don't want you here because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is the guy that you truly want leading an organization that needs direction.
There's just not a lot of compromise in Aaron Rodgers. Compromise.
Compromise. Yes.
Right. Like how canal can be spelled differently.
Right.
So that's actually a true story of compromise because I was dating this girl and she had a student. She's like, she spelled out compromise. She goes, but isn't it pronounced compromise? And it's like, well, not really. But
I mean, that's why English is the hardest language tough, to learn. Right? Yeah.
To, you're there.
You,
but it doesn't sound like there's a lot of compromise in Aaron Rodgers.
No.
And you would think that, like, when you get to the status that he is, that veteran, like, I'm sure, and I know they're different, you know, points in their lives at the time, but I'm sure when, like, Brady went to Tampa, he's like, here's the deal. And no matter what he said, they're like, uh-huh, yep, okay, so you'll sign? Yeah, sure. Whereas, like, it's the opposite for Aaron Rodgers, where it's like, well, I want this. It's like, yeah, well.
Brady has a good track record. Aaron Rodgers doesn't.
Exactly.
You know, Aaron Rodgers' track record, I hate to be honest with you, sucks.
Like, and he ruined what he wanted by doing what he did.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, you're exactly right. Like, his situation in the Jets was a disaster. I mean, that was a bad 2 years. You blew out your Achilles, and then you were just you were terrible.
And that was a franchise.
You cost how many people jobs?
At least six.
I mean, that Nate Hackett guy probably will never coach in the NFL again.
And now Davante Adams is stuck in New York.
And now Davante Adams wants, would you pick Davante Adams up here? Would you make a
100%.
Yeah, right. I would too.
Not even thought.
Yeah, like, right. But that's the problem. Like, the teams that need a quarterback, I don't think you want Aaron Rodgers. Like, you have young guys in this league. Your quarterback needs to be a direct connection from your head coach, doing what the head coach wants, being the, like, Patrick Mahomes. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, he's playing by different rules, and that just sends a bad message to everybody in the organization. So your Pete Carroll thing, like, I could see it with Pete, but I still wouldn't do it if I was Pete Carroll. Aaron Rodgers is not an organizational guy that builds you up. He's a guy that breaks you down. It's 52 plus one, and that doesn't equal a championship, especially when that one is your quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a tough guy to like, and a lot of people need to like your quarterback.
Or they at least need to respect your quarterback. Like, how would you feel if you, like, worked with a group of people and everybody was at work every day, but this one guy just decided not to show up because it was voluntary and never showed up to anything and then showed up on game day and wanted to be the star and wanted to be the center of attention? Like, that's Aaron Rodgers. These guys are going to be busting it in May. And if you're going to a new organization, you got to learn the new system, new coach, and all the new players, and you're not going to be there for OTAs? Pound sand, man.
No doubt about it. There's a reason why we have the Twitter question that we will ask again on the top of the hour coming up of baseball or football, because these teams really get each other and they get us. And that's very important in this town that we love so much called Kansas City. And you are listening to 96.5 The Fan. You are home of those Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.